Saga Egmont presents Beneath Greek Skies by Carol Mason, read by Laura Ellsworthy. For Tony. Death leaves a heartache that's hard to heal. Love leaves a memory no one can steal from a headstone in Ireland. 1. He sits across from me at the small table wedged into the corner of the crowded pizzeria, his chin rested on his upturned hand. His eyes rarely stray from my face except for when he orders some wine and appetizers for us. If he thinks I'm this fascinating, then clearly he mustn't get out much.
So, Caitlin, have you gone on a lot of dates since?
I feel like saying, go on then, say it. But as I stare at him, a pain builds behind my eyes, and a giant lump forms in the back of my throat. Since my husband died, you mean? I finally manage to get it out. I swear that if I have to say these words a million times, I will still never get used to them. And no, I haven't. I look away again for a moment. Anything to avoid the laser beam of his scrutiny.
I see, he says, quietly,
nodding like he knows things I haven't even told him yet.
Well, I can totally understand.
There is something in this guy's demeanour, in the steady gaze and the calm energy that emanates from him, that makes me think he understands a lot of things about life without you having to explain them to him. But he can't possibly understand this. You're my first. I try to say it buoyantly, try to sound like this might be a pretty good thing instead of the cataclysmically awful thing it actually feels like. Try to not take offence, not get defensive, just to be the normal, healthily functioning 32-year-old I'm supposed to be, that everyone else is.
And we made it to 2.
He raises his glass and reaches with it across the distance between us, like he wants us to mark this out as celebratory in some way. But my arm is almost frozen by my side, and it won't move. Last week, it was his unfortunate idea to see an art house movie he'd heard was good, but that was all he'd heard about it. It turned out to be about a young widow whose grief manifested itself in a kinky fixation on her neighbour. She'd spy on him making love to his wife, then urinate on their rhododendron to mark her territory. When we came out, I needed one of us to laugh about it, but neither of us did. I thought for sure I'd seen the last of him as he stood there on the curb, fog circling his head, and he said,
"Well, good night, Caitlin. It's been different."
And he offered me a handshake, which felt very formal and final.
"Pizza?"
he texted this morning.
"Safer this time."
If you're just trying to prove you're unfazed by widows, then I promise you that you don't have to, I wrote back. You can drop the act.
Don't worry, he responded. I'm not trying, and I'm not acting.
Actually, I say now, you're not really the first. I have been on a worse one than...
Than me?
The chin is back on the upturned wrist again.
I'm intrigued. Tell me about this freak of nature.
I try to ignore the fact that when he smiles, he has these little holes up near his cheekbones. Dimples. Those cute things on a guy's face that women turn to mush over. But I prefer to think of them as holes in his face. I met him while I was walking in Stanley Park, and we agreed to walk again together the following week. By the time we'd gone 10 paces, he'd made it known he wanted to be a father before he turned 35. The eyes twinkle.
Hey, the dude's biological clock is ticking.